This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome to this week's Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Herzing. The goal here at the Meridian Health Institute is to empower our listeners to improve their health and become an everyday health hacker. Doesn't everyone want to live life on their own terms? We plan to help you do this by providing knowledge, coaching, and of course, results. Everyday Health Hacker is the brainchild of my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao. Dr. Liao is board certified in family medicine and is the chief medical officer of Meridian Medical Dental and the Meridian Health Institute. Dr. Liao promotes self-care and shows people how to take charge of their health, something we all need.
It's my extreme pleasure to introduce my good friend, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I am living the dream, darling. I tell you what, it's great. And also, let's talk about this. In the last few weeks, we've covered chronic pain, stress, anxiety, all the good stuff. And we've gone over treatments and like meditation, CBD, and all stuff. The meditation stuff, I fell asleep during it, but that's okay.
That means it worked.
I know. But there are people that don't want to leave your homes because of COVID. They're just totally freaked out. And there are people turning to the internet to diagnose and treat their problems. It's like, you know, it's like my wife, God bless her. If there's something wrong with the refrigerator, she jumps on YouTube and there's somebody telling her how to fix it. And that works sometimes. And sometimes it doesn't. But the human body, oh my gosh. You could have a headache because of stress, or you could have a headache because of a tumor. And so there's just, it's dangerous, isn't it?
It is very dangerous. And, you know, when you are doing a DIY, you know, YouTube is great. However, when it comes to your body, I encourage somebody that went to medical school, had residency, a fellowship, and is now practicing, those are the people you need to talk to. And, you know, one of the things that I encourage is that a lot of patients will come in with a list that they receive from Dr. Google. And while media can be very helpful, it can also be harmful. And I wanted to talk about where social media is very helpful, because there's a lot of great websites that are out there that lead you to social media so that you can get to know them. But there's also a lot of content, and medicine is now being driven by content through social media. And I'm one of those. I'm trying to let people know that there are options for their health that are very easy to do and at home. So I will invite on social media for them to, you know, let's make dinner together where we'll do zoodles instead of doing pasta. We'll make blueberry muffins with almond flour instead of using white flour. Just these little tiny changes to help people have better, healthier lives. And that's what social media has been really been available, in addition to techniques. I mean, there's a lot of surgeons, and, you know, my husband is a reconstructive oral dentist surgeon, and it's just amazing to see what he's doing from filming and looking at these little tiny areas. And as he says, you know, every mouth has 32 parts. It's 32 teeth that we're working with. And I'm always amazed at that because, you know, it's, if you lost a tooth, you know, if it's your front tooth, that really is something that you can see and can really affect that person. So you want to be able to quickly find your dentist, get your, maybe it's an implant, maybe it's a bridge. It's just something to help get them started. But a lot of people can go to YouTube and they can see different types of procedures that are being done to help decrease the anxiety that of seeing a dentist, because a lot of people are afraid of the dentist.
I thought you were going to say they're going to start doing dental work from YouTube.
No. You know, the first
only brain surgery on YouTube, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's changing your mindset. That's the brain surgery I'm talking about. That's good on YouTube. Change your mindset to a better mindset. If you look at the history of dentistry has been around longer than medicine.
Wow. Okay.
So the first implants that we ever saw, you know, are actually during the Copper and the Bronze Age, is that people would use that material as an implant in order to chew their food. So dentists, you know, they've been out there a long time. Mm-hmm. They are actually a specialty of medicine. So I talk about that because when people are so nervous and they have a problem and they're afraid, the whole idea is to try to get them to feel comfortable. So I'll send them out to our YouTube site or maybe one of our Instagram at Everyday Health Hacker so that they can see something at Meridian Health Institute. So maybe they can see a procedure, they can see a patient testimonial so that they can feel the comfort level to come in, meet Denali, our service dog, as well as our dentist, Dr. Duncan Folds.
Yeah, but come on. Sometimes I look at WebMD and you say, okay, I've got this problem. And all of a sudden you get pop-ups from 14 doctors in your zip code that are just whining. You know, so is it a marketing tool also? I mean, come on.
So let's face it, Facebook, Instagram, all these these social medias, they're a marketing tool. So you have to be diligent. You need to take a look and see and ask questions. You know, on the book that's coming out here in another month, Cupid's Challenge, we actually added an appendix because we're asked that so much. How do you choose a doctor? So yes, you can see that on social media, but you know, when you call them, are they really nice on the phone? Are they attentive? Are they getting back the answers that you're desiring to hear? And just because you want to hear something doesn't mean that's the right answer to hear. You know, here at Meridian Health Institute, we're here to provide information as well as therapy and treatment so that when you walk outside our door or we finish our video or telephone conference, that you are better than when we first met.
Yeah, but you get your customers, your patients, their friends, whatever you want to call them, because they're all of the above, by word of mouth more than anything else. And maybe things like this, because people will know you. But, you know, I'm sitting there, I get a pop-up from some doctor in my area. I have no idea how they are. I can call their staff, but I mean, is that really telling me how the doctor is? I've got a friend that's a podiatrist. He's a great guy. His staff is terrible because he has trouble finding staff. Okay? And so, you know,
that's a great question to be able to ask when you're looking for a doctor is, how long has your staff been with you? You know, at Meridian Health Institute, you know, actually, the staff here has been here longer than I have. I got to inherit a lot of the staff, and that talks about the culture that we have here because they are my family. I mean, I spend more time here in our office, and here we are in our office today, and we're having this podcast, and I really enjoy it. And the key is that YouTube, podcasts, social media, Facebook, and Instagram, it's to give you an insight. And if it's a pop-up, obviously it's paid marketing. And I think we all do a little bit of paid marketing.
Sure.
Because we're looking for people who are looking for us. And sometimes, especially with COVID and the pandemic, it's been harder to get the word out there. And that's what we're utilizing that as a tool of the different things that we offer.
You know, it's funny. If I buy something on Amazon or YouTube or eBay or something like that, mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I get this note from them, please give us a 5-star review. Please do this. Please. And doctors are getting the same way.
Well, I think doctors should have a 5-star review. I won't kid you. I do look at my reviews and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I want to be sure that everybody feels like they're family here. And, you know, we work hard for that 5-star review is that we want to be listen. We want to be attentive. You want to be that doctor who is okay to answer the phone at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, yesterday I have a patient that's in the hospital and she's very ill and you know, it's interesting, you know, when some of these, we're in Houston, Texas, out here. And so we have one street that has over 19 hospitals. And when I sent her to the emergency room and directed her which emergency room to go, it was very cute because she's like, I thought this was the only hospital that was on that. And there was 19 choices. So it's about having vetted.
Right.
Vetted people that you trust your patients and specialists to be able to go to. And when it comes to head injuries, you know, like you said, you know, I had a patient earlier today that said, you know, doc, I hit my head on the door. I had some fluid coming out of the ear and I looked on WebMD and I'm like,
oh my God.
And now you're calling me? So, of course, you know, she fit every criteria. That means, you know, we need a CT immediately. This is something that you don't wait on. You don't take the time to look at the Google. Call your family practitioner, your internist, the doctor who's your primary care physician, that might even be a nurse practitioner, call and find out what you should do. Even with the COVID vaccine, people are calling and saying, should I get it? Should I not get it? What should I do? How do I sign up? That's what we're here for, is we're here to provide information. And that's the service that we spent 25 plus years developing so that we have the information. And between there's three of us that we are the COVID team. And every day we're looking at the new information that's going on. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that together.
Well, they're going to say, you'll be the new Dr. Phil. You know,
oh, you're sweet. He's a Texan.
There you go. But you know what's it's just different. You never know how much of it is Jerry Springer, how much of it is Dr. Phil. You know what I mean? And so it's just a little bit of both, wouldn't it?
And you know, if you see Dr. Leal, Dr. Folds, and our team doing a TikTok, yes, that's us having fun. And I want your doctor to have as much fun as we do here, because if there's not laughter. And, you know, you go into a lot of, I get to visit a lot of other doctors because we do a consulting. And a lot of times their staff is told not to talk to the patient.
Right.
I can't imagine being in a room like that, because here we encourage everybody to talk to everyone that comes in, because one, they're going to hear the same thing from each of us because we care about what we do. We train every Tuesday so that we're all learning things, so that we're at the top of the technology, have new equipment that come in. I mean, let's face it, podcast equipment is new equipment for us. This is not something that we did in 2015 or 2016.
The fax machine just came out, by the way.
Yeah, we have a new one of those too.
There you go.
And a new phone system. So there's all these new tools that doctors have to talk about outside of doing our regular continuing medical education to be the best for you who call, so that we can treat you and take care of you.
Yeah, it's funny. Every time I go to a doctor, we end up talking about cars. Remember when I first met you, you went to a race for me and covered it for my other radio show.
And yes, Let's Talk Wheels. And I love that because you're like, I can't be in two places at one time. You're a writer. Can you be a reporter too? And I'm like, absolutely. What do I get to do? And that was a lot of fun because I got to go
Texas Motor Speedway.
And I got to drive a couple of fast cars and it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff it just becomes your family, you know. It's very cool.
And because of that one of the instances of that is that I take care of two people that came from that meeting that actually are professional race car drivers today.
Oh, see,
so
there you go.
See, you know, it all works, because, you know, as a doctor, we're always a doctor.
Yeah, I mean, that is. But and it's just real funny. And as me, I'm a radio guy, so here I am helping you with this.
Absolutely.
And
we're so appreciative.
It works, you know. But it's just this is just so interesting, because I know so many people that self-medicate. And look, I'm really feeling a little foggy today. I need to go take this alpha APG, or I need to take this ginkgo whatever. And but then they go to Amazon. So what quality of it you're going to getting? And so even if it might have been the problem that's going to solve, the quality you got is so bad. Just same thing with CBD, like we were talking last week. It the quality, if it may be exactly what you need, but you're buying crap, so you're going to bypass it because it didn't work.
So make sure that you're having a vetted source, because there are a lot of vetted sources that are on Amazon and Shopify that I would encourage people to buy. So ask for referrals. Ask your doctor if they're familiar with functional integrated medicine. That's one of the terms that is out there, so that you know what to order, so that you're not buying something that really is just a waste of money.
But also, sometimes you'll buy something and you'll find out it'll interact with the actual prescriptions you're taking, right?
So please share with your doctor what you are taking, because they can interact.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're getting in deep doo-doo here,
and
you know?
That reminds me of a conversation I had yesterday, elderberry. Elderberry interacts with your thyroid medication. So there's a lot of things that are over-the-counter that can interact with your medication. So timing can be a part of it, or it's something that you shouldn't take.
St. John's wort, all that kind of stuff,
that
right?
That can interact with a lot of medications. Will interact with that stuff.
And so people understand, I'll just start doing this. I won't bother my doctor. You know, it's okay. But again, you understand, if I call any other doctor that I have that are not my friends, but they're just going to go, and of course you've got to go through 20 minutes of push 3 for this and 4 for this and 3 for this, and then you get to us, and then you get to them and they don't even answer it, and they've got to call you back, and they might or they might not.
And see, that's...
You guys actually do.
We do. We answer the phone and we call you back if we need to call you back. And the second part of that is, that's one of the things I do like about social media, is direct messaging. You know, on my LinkedIn, I have a lot of patients that... You know, they're coming in, they're like, one more question I forgot to ask. And it's perfect, because in the afternoon, I have a 30 minutes that I just sit down and return phone calls or direct messaging to get those answers to them. And they don't want to call the office because they're like, you know, it's just a little question. If it's a question, it's important to you, it's important to me too.
But that's you. That's not anybody else that I know.
And that's why social media is growing amongst doctors.
I don't know any other doctors that have social medias like you have, that actually look at it. If they do, it's something they look at or have one of their staff look at occasionally.
Well, we are a team.
It's just kind of like a let me have it because I can say I did.
And I won't kid you, there are four people that manage the social media here at Meridian Institute. And part of that, though, is that it's a team. I can't be on that all day long. We take turns so that we can get the information out, so that people know that we're here to listen and to take care of them.
I'm sure Eddie or Teresa have as many fans as you do.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, it's great. I mean, but it's just great. All right, this is going to go on and on. We're going to have to keep up on this one. And we were talking about medical celebrities. Do they add value, or is it just entertainment? We've already gone over that one.
I think so.
Only if it's you. How's that?
Well, I'd like to be a person who's a healer.
A healer. All right. All right. A medicine woman. Is
yes,
that it?
There I am you go. A medicine
All
woman.
Right. All right. Thanks for sharing everything today, Doc.
Thanks so much. And everybody, please subscribe to our podcast, like us, send us a comment, and you can also reach out on YouTube as well. Look All forward right. to seeing you. God bless.
Also, if you have any topics you want us to tackle and we haven't done it yet, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Give us a yell. And thanks again, Doc.
Thanks.
Remember, folks, if you have a comment or question for Dr. Liao, send it to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The good doctor will be happy to answer all of your questions, even if we don't use them on the podcast. So, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff at the Meridian Health Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. We really hope you'll subscribe. Look for us on social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.